we got a packed show for you today. Not only do I have my fabulous guest co-host in the studio with me, we got Matt Rothschild riding along with me here on the Maggie Dawn Show. We have Wisconsin State Senator LaTanya Johnson. She's going to be joining me at the bottom of this hour, just in this very next break. Do you know that Senator Johnson is the ranking Democrat on the Joint Finance Committee? We talk about the big, brutal bill happening on the Hill, but we've got our own version of that moving through the Joint Finance Committee, controlled by Republicans, controlled by Robin Voss, that, among other things, fails to support our public schools in the way that it should and slashes essential funding for childcare that will absolutely devastate families in especially our rural counties with the fewest number of childcare providers, making childcare for some families who need to work and who want to work simply out of range. And what will happen to them, Speaker Voss? Do you say, let them eat cake? Do you say, everybody dies? Everybody runs into this thing where childcare costs more than a university tuition, and so you can't figure it out, and God knows if you can earn enough money to support your family. But don't worry, we'll slash that Medicaid on you and those SNAP benefits so you can't get health care or feed your kids regardless. Hey, it works out. We've been talking about Senator Joni Ernst, who said on Friday, everybody dies, so don't worry about the Medicaid cuts, which will kill people, in some sort of quasi-defense, I don't know, of the big, brutal bill, and then doubled down on Saturday. Let's take a listen one more time to what she said on Saturday, the non-apology.
Hello, everyone. I would like to take this opportunity to sincerely apologize for a statement that I made yesterday at my town hall. I was in the process of answering a question that had been asked by an audience member when a woman who was extremely distraught screamed out from the back corner of the auditorium, "People are going to die." And I made an incorrect assumption that everyone in the auditorium understood that, yes, we are all going to perish from this earth. So I apologize. And I'm really, really glad that I did not have to bring up the subject of the Tooth Fairy as well. But for those that would like to see eternal and everlasting life, I encourage you to embrace my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
So gross. Wow. Matt, your reactions.
Well, I mean, it wasn't sincere for one thing. It wasn't an incorrect assumption for another thing. Thirdly, you know, how snarky can you get when you bring in the Tooth Fairy? And fourth, with this invocation of her Lord and Savior, what is she telling people? You know, you get pie in the sky when you die? I mean, it was just so callous. Unbelievable. She wasn't trying to serve her constituents. She's just currying favor with Trump.
Right. And she wasn't trying to apologize. She was basically saying, I'm sorry. Did you snowflakes take offense that people will die because of the legislation that I'm about to vote for in performative cruelty on, you know, to the 10th degree? Oh, I'll show you. You know what? Screw you and anybody else that cares about their neighbors and friends and colleagues who might die because their Medicaid gets ripped from them, who might die because they don't have emergency food assistance, all of these things taken as a whole, that they're genuinely, just screw you. And, oh, by the way, I'm going to invoke Jesus Christ in some weird thing. Dear Senator, I missed the place in the New Testament when Jesus was like, "And we will have multitudes, and I will show you how to change the one fish into the many fish and feed everyone, except for you people over here. Screw you. Go ahead, kick rocks and die." I forgot that part in the new. Has your soul literally shriveled up to a non-existent raisin type shape? Because, man, Joni, I don't want to be you when I hit the pearly gates and I got to talk to St. Peter and they roll the tape back. I'm that one.
You know, it's all about, but for them, for the MAGA crowd and for Joni Ernst and for Trump, And for Stephen Miller, it's all about owning the libs. You know, that's all that they care about. So
except people are actually, like, whether or not they think their constituents are libs or not, the Kaiser Family Foundation just ran a poll, asked Dems and Republicans, did you or somebody in your family ever receive Medicaid? 62% of Dems said, yep, mm-hmm. Guess how many, what percentage of Republicans said, mm-hmm, yep, 62%.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Insane. Cindy from Appleton, say hi to Matt. What you got for us?
Hey, Matt. Well, I have 3 points I'd like to make. First of all these senators are on a very Cadillac health care plan on our dime. How come we can't have a Cadillac plan on our own dime? Second of all, that woman is vile and evil, always has been. It's just that now she's more in the limelight than she ever was, so she's got to make herself heard so she can be continuously in the limelight. And number three, like you just referenced, Jesus Christ, by the way, was a liberal. He was into feeding the poor, helping the homeless, homing the homeless, helping the sick, feeding the hungry, and on and on and on. Jesus Christ would not throw his people under the freaking bus.
Thanks so much, Cindy. Joe from Madison, say hi to Matt. What you got for us?
Boy, I can't go do better than what Cindy was doing, and I just want to expand on that. My 3 points are, I remember that Jesus was the guy who was washing the feet of the people with leprosy, the highly communicable disease. You know, that's what he was doing. He wasn't sitting there with the wealthy. And the embarrassment of having someone in government who is so condescending, so smug, and so full of herself, just an embarrassment. I'd contrast it with President Zelensky, who, I don't know if you're going to get into this, but just did some amazing things with no injuries to his staff or his soldiers. And
we got to leave it there. As my producer Jacob said, I wonder if we said that about cops showing up to a murder scene. We're all going to die someday, so don't worry about it. Keep it locked. Senator LaTanya Jackson coming up. And the word of the day, word of the hour next.